Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to a Tuesday edition of The Drive on KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz with you as the co-host. Max Power produces and engineers the show at 869-1240, the Twin Peaks Scenic View Hotline. We're here for the next hour and a half tonight, giving way at 5:30 to KU basketball. They are at home in Allen Fieldhouse taking on K-State in the Sunflower Showdown. Not sure how much of a showdown it'll be this year, but it's always interesting when the two in-state Big 12 schools get together. Jeff, how's your day gone?
It's all right. You going to watch that one or the Shockers in South Florida?
Well, I'll probably switch a little bit back and forth, although I'm a little bit in limbo because of a meeting I might have tonight, but we're not sure it's going to happen. So I'm not sure yet.
Shockers
if
on
there's
ESPN
no meeting,
News.
I'll get home and watch both of them.
There you go. I'll probably take a look at the Shocks. I'll probably check in on KU, K-State. I don't expect that to be super competitive, but you never know.
Probably 80-20 Shockers. That'd be my guess.
Oh, I thought you were saying the score. I was like,
well,
what?
Well, I don't think it'll be that. I think they will win on the road at South Florida, although
probably not by 60.
What we've learned so far this season in the conference is that I don't think you can take any game for granted. I don't think even the bottom feeders, I don't think you can assume you'll go anywhere and win this year. This is one of those years where I don't think there are terrible teams in this conference. I'm not sure that there are great teams in this conference.
Shockers just have a lot to prove, though, and traditionally when Greg Marshall's teams have had something to prove, they've ended up
well, when I got something to prove,
that.
I end up proving it most
of
the
time. It might take a while. It might not happen tonight. But
if you're talking about that, I mean, what?
Nothing. I'll just go ahead. It's all good.
I mean, I'm a guy with something to prove.
What do you have to prove?
On a daily basis.
Why?
That's how
Why
I live my life.
I don't live my life like that.
Why not?
Why would I?
Get the best out of you.
Well, I can get the best out of myself without feeling like it's
See, I don't
completely
know
necessary.
Who raised you?
I just don't have that mentality like I have something
That's
to prove.
That's what I mean. Who raised you?
A lot of people.
That if you'd been raised by me, you would have that would have been instilled in you a little more.
I don't know. Maybe it worked the opposite way.
So you
I
want
don't know.
You went away from those characteristics.
I don't necessarily. It's not a bad characteristic. It's just I don't have it, I don't think. I don't approach each day as if I'm attacking it. I want to get done what I want to get done. I want to do what I want to do what I like to do, and we'll see what happens. We'll see where it takes us.
Well, what a laid back. You and Duda ought to just be thrilled to
I'm
be
not,
together.
I don't know if I'm that laid back. Do we want to talk about yesterday's show at all?
No.
Or
I want
to talk about
Antonio Brown being accused of battery and burglary this afternoon down in Florida. This guy's gone off the deep end. I've got to think it has, and I'm not cutting him any slack. The guy's a nut. But I think we're going to find out that this is CTE related.
No, there's no question
about it. I don't see how a guy can go this bonkers. And again, I don't want to speak out of school because that.
You're not speaking out of school. There's a
I want to be careful. You don't. You just fly off the handle.
I'm not flying off the handle, but there's clearly a mental illness at play here.
Well, that's how it looks. I don't think we are either qualified to speak to that profoundly, but that's the appearance. And it's sad. I mean, this guy was the best receiver in football as recently as a year ago. And now he's having run-ins with people virtually every week. He's in the news for some negative reason, and it's a shame. And man, if I'm a football player, I look at this kind of stuff and the Aaron Hernandez story that was just aired on Netflix. It scares me to death because there's no way to control it. you get enough head injuries, you get enough concussions, there's not a darn thing anybody can do about it. And I don't want to necessarily go off on that tangent today, but, man.
It's not really a tangent. It's a cautionary tale. We saw, I don't think it has to do with concussions, but I don't know if you saw the Delonte West video that was making its way around Twitter that was extremely scary because that's a person who needs some kind of help. Antonio Brown needs help desperately, it seems like, of some form or fashion, whether it's legal help or emotional. I mean, there's something going on with the guy, and it's been going on for the better part of a year now, and someone has to reach him.
I don't know how you help. I don't know. I don't know what the answers are. So what do you want to ask about yesterday's show?
Just are we going to debrief that at all, or do we?
Well, how do we
on?
Debrief it?
I don't know. It was pretty bad.
Well, you made it bad in
well,
my
we
humble
both
kind opinion.
Of made it bad. I'll take 80-20. It takes two to tango.
I think
I was overwhelmed yesterday. I don't just starting the show.
How are then, you overwhelmed?
I don't know. I just had one of those days. And then we start the show, and it's right into sports, and I don't know if I was ready for that. I like to feel our way through these things sometimes.
When do you ever feel your way through this show?
Well, you know
what
I'm saying.
There's no feeling.
Start off with something a little more light. But we had to go right to who's the best player in football, and I don't know if I was just ready for that. And it's fine.
Well, be ready.
Everything's good.
You're coming in here on a daily basis with a flaming cauldron. Let's go.
I know, and I can be equally flaming. Wait, is that? Or extinguishing, but I wasn't really either yesterday.
Well, you got to rise to the occasion. That's the thing about live radio. We do this every day. You got to psych yourself up. If it's something you have to psych yourself up for, you got to psych yourself up. Nobody wants a reason why you didn't perform.
Well, they do. We're only human.
No, they really don't.
We're only human.
I'm in here every day. I'm ready to go every day.
I'm not making $1 million doing this. I'm a human being. I'm fallible. I have faults.
Are you telling me that that performance isn't utmost on your mind every day you walk into
the studio?
I would like
to do my absolute best, yes. But
there you go.
I think 90% of the time I do my best.
I'd ask for you to up that a little bit, maybe to 95%.
So 4 days a week and then 5 the next week is not cutting it, 9 out of 10 days?
No, I'd like 19 out of 20.
All right, well, I'll see
mind.
What I can do.
You can have the one-off day, but the other 19 have to be exemplary.
We'll call that my off day then.
Here's where we are on our, and we'll get to some other stuff. We talked a little bit about the basketball games tonight. We got the Baseball Hall of Fame vote that we should be announcing live here at 5 o'clock. My best guess is that we get Derek Jeter in and hopefully Larry Walker. Although I think there's some question about that.
Projections
it's
have
hard
him,
to get in.
Projections have Larry Walker at about 74%. And he needs 75. It would be heartbreaking.
He'll get in someday. I saw the story on ESPN.com by one of their baseball writers. Who was that?
David Schoenfeld.
Predicting the future, and I liked it for reasons you know.
Pujols and Molina. Molina first ballot, though? Come on.
Doesn't have Bonds and Clemens getting in the next 8 or 9 years, which I'm good. All right, our Orr Nissan picks of the week. Here is where we are with only 2 weeks left. And thanks to Max Power for going back and finding some information that had been lost in the process. We appreciate that, Max. Right now, here's where Jeff is. 71-82, 287
What'd I do
points.
Last week?
You were 3-4 for 14 points.
You'll take it.
I was 5-2 for 20. And a very good week. As
what did I miss?
Oh, you missed 4. I don't know what you missed. You're out of the running. Nobody cares. I am now 74-79 for 332 points. 3 points ahead now of Jason Duda.
Interesting.
Jason Duda, 3-4 last week for 14. Actually, Ryan, representing Orr Nissan, had the best week, 5-2 for 25. They're at 312 points, and the listeners who had an awful week with Matt are at 309. So this thing's still anybody's game except for you.
No, I'm out of it.
You're out of it, but any of the other four of us could win this thing. with a hot week.
Well, we have 1 week left. Well, 2 weeks
two
left,
weeks.
Right? What, this week and then Super Bowl
we'll
week.
We'll pick a lot of college basketball this week. Might throw something interesting. Might throw a wrinkle
then
in.
Then we have the Grammys coming up. Is
might
there,
throw
there
a any... Grammy question in. Might throw a Pro Bowl question in.
All right. Why do you think it is, going back to the Hall of Fame, that everyone is projected to lose percentage totals when the public ballots come out, except
for the people who withhold their ballots until late.
Except for Omar Vizquel. His goes up. Why?
Because the old school people who hold on to their ballots until later would be more likely to vote for Omar Vizquel.
Would you
who
vote
should
for
be
Omar
in the hall?
Well, you'd vote for Omar Vizquel?
Absolutely, I would.
Okay. I watched him play for 12 to 15 years, never thought he was a Hall of Famer. Good player. Good player to have on your
one
team.
One of the best defensive shortstops in the game. I think you reward longevity. He had over 2,800 hits. There's no question in my mind that you can make a strong, strong case for Omar Vizquel.
I'm surprised you feel that way, especially as a guy who rooted for Ozzie Smith, who is better offensively and defensively.
And you can make a strong, strong case for Scott Rolen, who doesn't appear to be getting anywhere close. The war over Scott Rolen's career, the war he accumulated, now, you're a war guy, I can buy into it, whatever. He had, I think, five less in war than Derek Jeter, and Derek Jeter played something like 300 and plus more games than Scott
Rolen. Right, Rolen should be in the Hall of Fame. I think if you accumulate...
If Rolen, Larry Walker, and Ted Simmons... We're going into the Hall of Fame this year. Guess who's driving to Cooperstown?
You might do that, even though you only have really one. I guess Roland.
Roland's going to put the Cardinal hat on. Simmons will put the Cardinal hat on. And Larry Walker, though he'll put the Colorado Rockies hat on, he's a Cardinal at heart. He spent a year and a half there, and it overwhelmed him. The kid loves the Cardinals.
Well, good. I don't have like a blanket rule or a number for Hall of Fame. I'm not, I guess 3,000 hits will get you in more often than not. But if you've accumulated 70 war, which Scott Rolen has, I think you're pretty secure, locked in Hall of Fame. There's no reason to not vote for Scott Rolen. I can't think of one.
Well, listen, I love Scott Rolen. I think Jim Edmonds has a very strong case to get into the Baseball Hall of Fame.
So did I.
Of course, I'm going on my Cardinal
love here.
But
he fell off the ballot after 1 year.
Right, which made no sense.
I know.
I mean, look at his numbers. It's crazy.
I know. I like Jim Edmonds a lot.
So you could make a case for Edmonds, Rolen, and Pujols. Pujols doesn't need a case made for him. He'll be a first ballot Hall of Famer 5 years after he retires. But those three hit in the middle of the Cardinals lineup for a while.
Okay.
Now we've got Mo, Larry, and Curley batting 3-4-5 for us.
I'll go to my team, the Indians.
Let me have my moment.
You have
Give
it.
That some air.
It didn't need it.
Give
didn't
that
need
some air.
Air.
Let people react. Let them enjoy the moment. And then you break in with whatever you're
so
going to say.
Jim Thome's in, deservedly. The three guys, I guess you could say, that could or should be in from that era of the Indians, the 90s, the mid-90s, Lofton, Bell, Vizquel. Lofton fell off the ballot for 1 year. So did Albert Bell. Who's most deserving out of that trio? And don't say Vizquel because I think
Vizquel is. Ugh. I don't regard Kenny Lofton as a Baseball Hall of Famer, and I don't regard Albert Bell as a Baseball Hall
Lofton's
of Famer.
Lofton's just as every bit as good, if not better, than Jim Edmonds.
Doubtful.
He is.
Well, now I don't want to get into that discussion. Okay. Nobody wants to hear that today.
All right.
And when I talk baseball with you, it has a tendency of going downhill because you're the worst guy in the world to talk baseball with.
I don't think so.
I'll bet none of your friends like talking baseball.
They all do because they get it.
They get what?
They get how the game is viewed, how people approach and cover the game and look at it and see things.
That's hilarious.
It's the truth.
So who would you pick? And we don't make this pick for a while, but apparently the Chiefs have been established as around a 2-point favorite in the Super Bowl against San Francisco. I'd put my house, car, and boat on Kansas City.
Really? What makes you say that?
How can you not?
Well, San Francisco's really
good. San Francisco is really good.
I just don't know if they can score enough.
But look at the quarterback disparity in this game.
Well, you have a lot of disparities. The defense for the 49ers is much
better. And the Chiefs, not really much. Chiefs defense has been playing well. San Francisco gashed Green Bay on the ground, ran all over them. I don't think they'll be able to do that against Kansas City. Was shut down Derrick Henry pretty effectively after Henry got off to a good start. But I love Mostert, that back that the 49ers have. He is a combination of size and power and speed. He is a good-looking player.
On his sixth team in the NFL.
I don't get it. But I just don't think – the 49ers can keep that game that close.
I don't think they can score with Kansas City either, but if they...
Then why don't you just agree?
I am agreeing, but I think it's worth thinking about.
Well, I have thought about it.
Well,
I didn't just come on the air.
It's worth talking out then.
I don't need to talk it out. I've already thought about it. Mike, you're on the show at 869-1240, the Twin Peaks Scenic News Hotline. What's up, Mike?
Oh, not much, I'm a Red Sox fan, but I really respect the Cardinals. Was Jim Edmonds a center fielder?
Yes. Edmonds was a center fielder and an 8-time Gold Glove winner in center field.
I was going to say, that guy made some hellacious catches in the outfield. I used to just be amazed how he could catch. I mean, some of the catches he made were spectacular.
Yeah, he was a good one. Thanks, Mike.
I bet. Take care.
Getting him for Kent Bottenfield turned out to be a pretty good deal for the
Cardinals. Nice trade. Sold high on Kent and bought a little bit low.
Why can't we make a trade like that now?
Because GMs aren't that stupid anymore.
You're insinuating that they were stupid in the day.
Well, they didn't necessarily do all their homework. Why would you want to trade a center fielder like Jim Edmonds for Kent Bottenfield, a very average pitcher at best?
He just had a good year with the Cardinals, but you knew that was a steal.
18 wins, and then see you later.
From the moment it was made. Here's Earl. Hello, Earl.
Hey, I thought I'd call in today before the show jumps the shark.
What do you mean jumps the shark?
Oh, it was a tough listen as long as one could yesterday a little bit,
well,
Bob.
Well, listen, Jeff's taken responsibility for that, and we'll move on.
Well, I was just saying that, hey, something to keep in mind. And, Bob, I really hate it when you're betting the house and the loft and the family on games. You lose those a lot. And consider this for a moment, that in the Super Bowl, the number one or number two rated defensive team is 15-5 in Super Bowls. So there is some trepidation, and you're hard-pressed when you look at a San Francisco defensive line that's as dominant as it's been to not be a little concerned on getting a little pressure there. Now, you know, obviously the new world man, the magic man, Patrick Mahomes, is going to overcome this, but it's not that shoe-in lock. These 49ers went into the Saints Thunderdome and scored with them, and
they're
actually
good.
Beat them at the
You're
end.
You're not going to hear me say that San Francisco is not a really, really good football team, but you're not going to beat Patrick Mahomes right now, and I'm not sure when you are, Earl. And I can't believe, as a Chiefs fan, you're not applauding me for these opinions.
Bob, we've had this kind of on-the-air relationship for more than 20 years now, and every time you say you bet the house, you'd be in a homeless shelter, bro. I mean, you don't
I got
get
a lot of
bets.
Houses.
You don't get in those. You don't get those bets right. But Jeff, to lighten your show, I have a very simple question for you. Can any part of life be larger than life?
Why specifically are you asking me that question?
Well, because as you said at the beginning of the show, you don't like to just get into sports and such, that you like to kind of segue into it. So I thought a philosophical question would be the passe-partout into bringing you into the show today.
Good one, Earl. We'll get Jeff Sots here.
Literally, I guess no part of life can be larger than life.
So the term larger than life doesn't fly with you because life in and of itself is large enough.
I think we all understand that it's a device. I don't think anybody really takes it literally. We all understand what it means. It's transcendent, larger than life. We could say Albert Pujols is larger than life, but we just mean that he's a personality that can be at times.
Why'd you pick Albert Pujols?
Bigger than the game. I don't know, because I'm looking at Cardinals stats and stuff.
Why wouldn't you pick Mike Trout as being larger than life at this stage?
Michael Jordan. He's not larger than life.
Patrick Mahomes is very close to being larger than life. I have completely bought into him. And listen, that doesn't make me unique. He's one of the easiest athletes I've ever seen to completely buy into. And that was my point yesterday that started the downhill spiral. I'm not taking anything away from Lamar Jackson or any of the other people you mentioned. Just clear to me.
Patrick Mahomes, as of today, is the best football player in the world.
Today? What was it yesterday?
It was the same. But I'm just saying, as of now and moving forward until further notice, it's Mahomes.
All right, we need a break. We have a busy show today. It is an abbreviated show. We'll be out of here by 5:30, so you can listen to 30 minutes of pregame for KUK State, followed by the tip at 6. Joel T. Lamerno, the general manager of the Wichita Thunder, is with us next. Denise Neal at 4:45. We'll talk to Joel about the ECHL All-Star Game, which is being held tomorrow night at Intrust Bank Arena. But some festivities going on tonight as well. Joel Lamerno with us next, The Drive on KFA.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.